This is just a quick reminder before the episode starts to also make sure that you check out Bizzy Vitamin Honey. That's Bizzy, B-I-Z-I, Vitamin Honey. And at Go Bizzy, G-O-B-I-Z-I on Instagram. They are an awesome supporter of the podcast. We do not do a sponsorship with them, but they do supply you guys with a promo code for 30% off their products. Their products are amazing, you guys. If you follow me on Instagram, I know that you've seen this. They have these honey sticks that are infused with vitamins, and they sent me a couple samples this week, and I have been trying them on everything. I had them in my tea. I put them on peanut butter to dip my apples in. It's just, there's so many ways that you can consume it, and any extra ways that you can get your vitamins, it's super important, especially with everything that's gone on with COVID. I think a lot of us have learned to prioritize our health. So make sure that you continue to do that and continue to support small businesses. So if you guys want that promo code, it is Bizzy, B-I-Z-I, 30 for 30% off their entire website. Thank you to Bizzy for supporting the podcast. Hey, you guys, welcome back to Tampa Babe, a podcast all about my life as a 25-year-old living in Tampa, Florida, in the pursuit of fun, happiness, and mental stability. How are you guys? I have missed you guys so much. Thank you to everyone and anyone that reached out to me after my surgery. I am starting to feel a little bit better. I had a little bit of a complication with some excessive bruising. I won't bore you with the details, but that is starting to get a little bit better now, and I'm starting to feel good. I've missed you guys so much. It's been a tough week, you guys. I thought I was going to have some exciting news for this week's episode, and not that that news won't ever come, but I don't think that it's going to happen soon. So I just really wanted to talk to you guys this week. Again, it was just one of those weeks where, full transparency, I didn't write the episode ahead of time. I just wanted to chat. I wanted to know. I wish you guys were here so I could ask you how your week was. I talked to you guys on Instagram, but I know that there's a bunch of you that I don't get a chance to talk to every day because you don't follow me on Instagram or you don't have Instagram. Shameless plug, if you do want to talk on Instagram, it's at Tampa Babe, B-A-Y-B-E podcast. I feel like everybody in my life, especially as of late, has kind of been in a little bit of a funk as we get to the end of the summer. I am a fall bitch, so I'm very excited for fall, but I am kind of bummed because as of right now, as somebody who lives alone, like you start to fall into that, like, oh, it's the holidays and I'm by myself. Like there's all these fun things. And that is the one thing I do miss about the Midwest is the weather, which is something that nobody in the history of time has ever said. We're going through that weird hot phase in Florida where it is hurricane season. So it rains a lot and it's really hot here. It hasn't been that bad the last couple days, but, I miss that like weird crisp fall weather where it's like a little bit chilly in the morning in September, but then like by the end of the day it's hot, so you don't have to like actually fully commit to it. I'm bummed. I'm really sad right now because I was really excited about this news and now I'm sitting here talking to you guys about the weather. Like there's so much I wish I could talk to you guys about right now. And I feel like a fucking YouTuber that's like, I have a really exciting project coming up. I can't tell you guys about it right now. But this doesn't just affect me. There's other people involved. It's just one of the dominoes fell in the wrong direction for this news. And it was kind of a gut punch. I don't know if you guys have ever had that. I'm sure you have. I mean, everybody's gotten bad news, right? So this was one of those things where I had a really, really, really busy day. And on top of my really busy day, I got bad news, but I didn't have time to process it. And I guess until I've sat down right now, I haven't thought about it all the way. Like, I've been angry about it. I've been frustrated about it, but I haven't, like, been sad about it yet. And I am kind of sad about it. It sucks when you look forward to something, especially as somebody like with anxiety. Like, I hate to be that person, but like truly, like when you have anxiety and you think of every worst possible outcome and then something totally out of left field happens, it's like, I wasn't even prepared for this. Like, how do I overanalyze a thing that I've only had a few hours to process? And I think getting bad news obviously puts important things into perspective, but I don't know. I'm just kind of sad today, and I don't want to constantly be recording and opening up every single episode with, I'm really sad today, or aren't you guys also sad? Because I know a lot of you probably have some really exciting things going on. And I want so badly to have only exciting things going on. But I feel like as of late, I've had a lot of things that have been like really, really exciting, and then they're kind of a letdown, and then really, really exciting, and then they're kind of a letdown. And I don't know how to get past that right now. Like, I wish that I had a future me to talk to and just say like, hey, like, I know everything works out the way that it's supposed to, and I know everything's going to be okay, but like, could you tell me if it's going to be okay sooner or later? Because I don't know how much longer I can deal with this right now stress. I don't know. I don't know what it is that I'm really looking for, like what solution it is that I really want, to be honest with you guys. And I know that this will all make more sense, and this is very vague, and I'm sorry for that, but I'm kind of in this position where I was so excited about something that it made me reflect on it. And in that reflection, I was trying to decide what it was that I was most excited about, or if it really only was one thing that I was excited about, and I actually was sort of dreading the other things, and I had kind of convinced myself that I wasn't excited. But again, that's a side effect of anxiety, is you never actually fully understand how you feel until, I don't know, I guess until somebody else tells you like, no, this is definitely how you feel about it. And you're like, okay, cool. Thank you. Thank you for your help. But I don't know, guys. I keep telling you, I don't know, thinking like someone's going to respond out of the blue and just be like, oh, here's what you should do. And, all right. I'm not going to sit here and wallow. I want to tell you guys about my week. I had a really great week last week. Last 2 weeks were great. And I think I was riding a high, and then I was riding a stress high, and now I'm coming down from that. So if I'm off in this, like, I'm sorry. But also, like, hashtag sorry, not sorry, because I think that is an aspect of, you know, the human element where I'm still a person. Like, I still have hard weeks, and you guys have hard weeks, and we have good weeks, and we have medium weeks where it's like nothing significant happened, nothing bad happened, we're just existing. But let's talk about our week. Let's talk about my week, because it's my show. Haha. Okay, so to recap my week, just to remember all the things that happened, I literally had to go into my camera roll to remember. So if I pause, it's because I'm looking at my camera roll. So let's start out with the 30th. I have no idea what day of the week that was. I'm assuming it was maybe a Monday. Who knows? I got a mouth infection after my surgery. Not completely unrelated, but it wasn't like a side effect, I guess, technically, of the surgery. My dentist seems to think that I was grinding my teeth so immensely from the pain while I was sleeping, like subconsciously, that I was literally like pushing my top tooth into my bottom tooth. And the first question she asked was like the first thing I thought. She's like, did you get your wisdom teeth removed ever? I was like, yeah, like 6 years ago. And she's like, oh, okay. And I was like, can they come back? Because everything I read on WebMD was like, technically no, but you can get this like weird infection where it's like you can grow extra teeth and it's like a super big pain in the ass and it's really expensive. And I was like, oh, please don't be that. Please don't be that. And she's like, no, it just looks like you have like an infection. Like you've literally pushed your tooth too far into your gums that you've like completely upset like the root of your tooth and all this other stuff. But basically, the deal is my mouth was so swollen and so painful, I couldn't even talk. And so my boyfriend was here because he was helping me right after my surgery. And he was like, I have to take you to the dentist. And I was like, I have to work. And he's like, you can't fucking talk. How are you going to do your job? And I was like, I'll just type stuff. And he's like, you're going to the dentist. And he like texted my boss and was like, hey, this is Mackenzie's boyfriend. She's at the dentist. I made her go. She's got all sorts of shit wrong with her mouth. And my boss is like, oh my God, no, it's totally fine. Like, please feel better. So that happens. They give me antibiotics. The antibiotics make the bruising from my surgery immediately worse. I was already having like really painful bruising, and I have a little bit of, I think, a bruised rib because part of my surgery is that they push down on the incision to make sure that you don't get clotting because it is next to a major blood source or like an artery or something. I don't know because I'm not a scientist or a doctor. But they did that, and they said that can be normal to like have like a bruised rib or to like feel fatigued, but I'm like feeling it. But then like the second they put me on antibiotics, my bruising started making its way down from just on my chest to like my ribs, like the middle of my stomach. And it was super painful, but it was like that ugly yellow bruising underneath the surface. And then everything on my chest was like black. Like it literally was the darkest bruise I've ever seen. It was disgusting. I hate it. I hate bruises. I hate blood. I hate medical stuff. So the fact that it was like on my body, I was like, ugh, I am like, I'm an infestation. This needs to stop. Then my boss, who was supposed to go on maternity leave, went into labor early. So she kind of just left in the middle of the day and all of us were trying to get a hold of her. And she's like, oh yeah, sorry, I'm on my way to the hospital. Baby decided to come early. So her baby did come and she is safe and my boss is safe. But it was just funny because all of us were like, have you heard from her? And we're all like, no. And we have a bunch of stuff going on for my job in the next coming week. So it was just immediately stressful. But exciting, very excited for her. And then my boyfriend and I committed to trying to just relax because neither of us had any sort of time to just like decompress because we'd had so many weekends of just like go, 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 keep making plans, keep doing stuff. Obviously not together because we don't live in the same place. But especially when he comes to visit me, it's like every single person and their mother is like, what are you doing this day? What are you doing that day? And we were like, you know what? Since he was going to be there for 10 days instead of three, we were like, let's just try, because I also wasn't really feeling that great. I definitely overdid it by going to the Joe Rogan concert the week prior, like 5 days after my surgery, not even. But we just kind of chilled. It was really nice. We went to this park. I couldn't even tell you what it's called. I think it was Indian Rocks, but don't quote me. I don't think that's right, actually, now that I'm saying it. So that was fun. And then we just like watched movies and hung out, and it was just really nice to like relax and have a sense of like normalcy. Because for those of you that don't know, we lived together for like 3.5 years before we lived apart. So we're super used to the like playing house vibe of like, I make dinner, we watch a show, like we just kind of relax during the week. And it was nice to have that. We made dinner together. It was delicious. And then later in the week, my dog Duke had to go in for dental surgery. It just runs in the family, I guess, that week, because he got gingivitis and I felt so bad for him. He had like this nasty ass dog breath. I'm like, are you 80 years old? Why is your mouth so rank? And he had this like one nasty little like squaggle tooth that was brown, and it was just like, I don't know, it was gross. Again, I'm not into like anything with the body. It doesn't matter if you're a person or a dog. So immediately nipped that. Vet said he did great. I was just scared because they have to be sedated for that. And then he came home high for a couple days. And then at the last minute, my boyfriend and I decided that following weekend we were going to make a quick trip to Charleston, South Carolina, which is only about 6 hours from Tampa. And then we just kind of explored around Charleston for the weekend, and it was super fun. We got to go to Rainbow Row, which is like the thing that you see out from all the pictures where it's like all those like really cool houses that are, again, like rainbow. They're like pink and blue and green and yellow. We didn't really go anywhere like notable for like food or drink. We just stayed at like a regular hotel. But it was super fun. We had a great time. I was really sad when he had to leave because he came back. We came back on Saturday afternoon, and then we had drinks with some of our friends here, just at our house. We were like, please just like meet us at our house. We have no energy. We were going to go to Sparkman's Wharf, and we just like, I was like, there's no way I'm getting dressed and I'm going to go socialize with people. So, and it worked out because it ended up pouring rain anyway. So we couldn't leave, but we hung out with them. We got way too drunk on wine. And then we woke up the next morning and I had to take him back to the airport and we had to say goodbye again. Which seems like super dramatic, but if you've ever been in a long distance relationship, like that goodbye is just like, oh, it just gets you in your gut every time because you're like, okay. And this one was especially contingent because we didn't, or it was not contingent, sorry. This one was especially difficult because we don't know when we're going to see each other again. And that really sucked because we thought we knew. And now maybe we don't know. And again, it's all in the details. But yeah, that was my week. Super low key. Nothing really happened. Yeah, I mean, you guys, I don't know how this shit fucking finds me. Whether I'm having surgeries or getting infections or making spontaneous trips in the middle of the night. We also drove in the pitch black and we were yelling at each other the whole time because I was so stressed because I hate driving on the road at night. But all that shit happens and then like you get home and you're like, fuck, okay. And now I'm recording this and it's Thursday night and I'm like, he literally left on Sunday morning last week, which is literally almost a week ago now. Like, where does the time go? Like, when they're here, it just goes by so fucking fast. But that's really my week in a nutshell. This episode was supposed to be such an exciting episode, and I'm so disappointed. There was like six of you that knew what I was going to talk about on the show, too. So I was super excited to do that, and then you guys be like the first ones to know because I usually keep things down to wraps and don't tell a soul until it's finalized, but I jinxed myself. So that's why this episode sucks and why it's so weird, and I'm sure you guys are going to tell me that you didn't care and that it was great, but I'm not happy with this, and I should have taken the initiative to write a different episode, but it wasn't until this afternoon that I knew that my news was not going to be news after all. So bear with me. I'm sorry. This episode is short and it's whiny and shitty. And I wish I had more content for you guys. And I don't want to be somebody that makes a bunch of empty promises and it's like, it's going to get better. It's going to get better. Because I know that it will. So I don't need to keep saying it to you guys. But I appreciate all of your support and all of the people who have bared with me during this time. It's really hard when you're going through so much to be like a super good friend and a super good sister, a daughter, cousin, partner, whatever. Like whenever you go through stuff, it's hard to commit extra energy to other people. And I've been trying really hard to not be blinded by that fact and like still be super involved with my friends and my family and my relationship, but sometimes, I don't know, sometimes I just want to like crawl into a cave and just be like, you know what, for right now, I just need to kind of sit in whatever this is and just kind of be sad. And I'm not going to commit extra energy to pouring from an empty cup. And luckily, a lot of my friends understand that. But if you have a friend who's maybe going through something, try and give them grace, because if you go through something, you would want them to do the same thing. And even if it's like your partner, if your partner's going through something and you just can't sympathize with them, just at least give them grace, because it can be really hard. That's not a dig at my boyfriend. I'm just saying in general, like, if you have people in your life that need you, show up for them. And if they can't show up for themselves, don't make them feel bad about that. Because it's nobody's responsibility but your own to, you know, bring fulfillment to your life. And you owe it to yourself to do that. So, oh, I just love you guys so much. And I'm so glad that I have this platform. Because if I didn't, I don't know, other than Julie, who would ever hear about these problems except for you guys? And you guys, as much as I give you guys advice and you ask me for advice, you know, there's been a very good handful of you who have reached out when I've made these style of episodes, and you guys have said really sweet things. And I really appreciate that from the bottom of my heart. So if you feel inclined to do that this week, just know that it's welcomed and I appreciate it. So I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. I hope you guys have a super great weekend. Stay safe, stay smart, and I will see you guys next Thursday. Florida Man out.